There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
It's Drive Live. It's 22 minutes past six. And right now, instead of crossing to London, I think we're going to find Ollie Barrett, who's in DC. Ollie, how are you?
Hi, guys. I'm very well, thanks.
Good. So we're joining you from America, but you're going to talk to us about a wide range of news stories tonight, Ollie. We'll start here with Comey. Trump has said, obviously, in tweets, which a lot of us have seen, that Comey has said, rather, that Trump is unfit to be president.
That's exactly right. James Comey is the former FBI director fired by U.S. President Donald Trump just under a year ago, and he has his first book out on his time in office, which has a whole load of explosive claims about the Trump presidency, and he's now doing a media tour here in the U.S., which started on ABC News with a wide-ranging television interview, which was pretty stunning stuff. James Comey claiming in this interview that Donald Trump treats women like pieces of meat. He also said that in his view, Donald Trump is unfit to be president. And he said that in his view, that Mr. Trump is unfit to be president on moral grounds rather than any other. He dismissed the idea that Donald Trump, as some have claimed, may be mentally incompetent or even have be displaying some of the early signs of dementia. He dismissed those ideas, but insisted that, in his view, Donald Trump is morally unfit to be president. He also talked about suggestions that perhaps Donald Trump has obstructed justice with regards to the probe into claims of connections between the Trump campaign and Russia. And Donald Trump himself has reacted very strongly indeed to these allegations from James Comey, calling him a slime ball, saying that James Comey has lied to Congress, reacting very strongly indeed after the interview, but also he was out on Twitter before the interview was even aired with some pretty strong words about James Comey. These are two men that definitely don't like each other at all, but it's worth remembering that James Comey is not a particularly popular man with both sides of the political aisle here in the U.S. He's being slammed by Republican supporters of Donald Trump after this explosive television interview, but he's also being criticized by supporters of Hillary Clinton, the Democratic candidate in the last U.S. election. Of course, it was James Comey, as director of the FBI, who reopened an investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails just before the U.S. election. Many Democrats hold him personally responsible for the fact that Hillary Clinton went on to lose that vote. Now, that may or may not be the case, but James Comey is a man, as I say, not best liked on either side of the political spectrum here in the U.S. at the moment, but these are explosive claims that he is making, and he is painting a picture of a White House which he says is being run in a similar way to the mob, to a mafia-style organization. And as I also have previously said, Donald Trump is refuting these allegations very strongly indeed.
As you would imagine, but it is a hell of a way to sell books, Ollie Barrett, I would also contend. Can we move to European matters? We usually speak to you on today, on a Monday. You're in London, you're now in Washington. You're well placed to comment on what the French president says. Emmanuel Macron says he can convinced the United States President Donald Trump to keep troops in Syria.
Yes, because, of course, over the weekend we saw the United States, the UK and France working together to launch airstrikes inside Syria in response to those allegations of a chemical weapons attack by the government in that country. Well, now French President Emmanuel Macron has said that he has also convinced Donald Trump that he should stay in Syria militarily for the long term. This is significant because it was only this month that Donald Trump said that the American forces that are inside Syria would be getting out very soon. Well, Macron says that the president has now been convinced, the American president, to stay in Syria for longer. The White House have tried to slightly clarify the American position in response to what Emmanuel Macron is saying. The White House and Donald Trump saying that there will not be an indefinite presence militarily for the United States in Syria. Donald Trump ruling that out very clearly and trying to suggest that Donald Trump is not minded to immediately pull U.S. forces from Syria, but by the same token doesn't want there to be a super long-term commitment. So Macron trying to claim some of the credit here for keeping American troops in the country. President Trump trying to, of course, create a picture in which he is making these decisions for himself. But certainly given the fact that the Americans, along with the British and the French, targeted Syrian government strikes sites over the weekend, the American president has, according to the French, been convinced that now would not be the correct time to immediately withdraw the American military commitment in the country.
And Ollie, if we can go back to the States, Washington, where you are as well, we'll be feeling this story that's made headlines around the world. The former former First Lady Barbara Bush has declined further medical treatment. She's obviously been ill for some time.
That's exactly right. A statement that has been put out by the Bush family talks about her failing health and the fact that she has been receiving treatment for some time. She is understood to be surrounded by her family, but has decided not to seek further medical treatment for whatever exactly these ailments that she's suffering are. She is, Barbara Bush, 92 years old. She has, we know, spent a lot of time in hospital recently, as I say, surrounded by her family, receiving what we now is being described as comfort care. She's a very well-known figure, of course, because not only was she First Lady, but she was one of the most active First Ladies we've seen here in the United States. She had a number of causes that she championed while her husband, George H.W. Bush, was in office, among those adult literacy. He is 93 years old, George H.W. Bush, the longest-lived U.S. president. He was the 41st president of the United States and has also suffered health issues recently with a period in hospital for being treated for pneumonia back in 2017. As I say, the statement that has come from the Bush family does not say exactly what Mrs. Bush's health problems are or have been, but she will not be seeking further medical treatment. Her husband, George Bush, was president here in the United States for between 1989 and 93, and it's a long-standing marriage as well. Mr. and Mrs. Bush have been married for 73 years.
Wow, that is really, really, yeah, a long marriage. And obviously, two people really well known as well in America and all over the world. Ollie Barrett in Washington for This Week Only, I believe. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.